From the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
Did you know that every time I have spoken unbecomingly of someone, it always gets back to them? Always does. The book of Ecclesiastes says, don't even speak against a person or a king in your bedroom, because a little bird of the air shall make it known. Yeah, that's in the scriptures. It always comes to be. In fact, if I talk about someone behind their back, I can be assured that they may be doing the same to me, because you will reap what you sow.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Yesterday, we began a message entitled Gratefulness and Honor, where we learned one of the secrets to receiving God's blessings. It's all about bestowing honor on others. Well, today, Pastor Wayne will show us where to begin and how to begin. But we have a few extra minutes today, so let's enjoy a bit of music from the New Hope Singers. Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Gratefulness and Honor.
Some time ago, I was at a conference where they were going to honor a pastor of a small church that was retiring. And when we got there, in the middle of the retirement ceremony, they presented him with a brand new luxury car. And we thought, wow, and we were clapping. But on the inside, you know what my flesh was saying? He don't deserve that. And the Lord whispered to me and said, neither do you. But this is what he said. If you do not pour out the oil of honor on him, you will miss an opportunity for me to enlarge you and for benefit to come to this church where people's hearts become supple and favorable and united and complimentary. And when the Lord reminded me that I was hoarding my supply of honor that was designed to be given away daily, my supply of encouragement that God designed to be given away daily for the benefit of my family and the church, etc., I remember rushing upstairs, writing a note saying how grateful I was for this man and how I honored him for his years of service, and got that out to him because I didn't want to miss an opportunity to release the supply of honor so that God could give back and increase me and bring softness back to the hearts of people. You understand how important it is? We're in this together. If you miss that and you hoard that, then people's hearts get hardened in your marriage, in your kids. Sometimes young people come to me and say, my parents are just really hard. They don't listen anymore. I say, then you need to check up on how much of your supply of honor you've been releasing or hoarding. Because if you will encourage them, if you will honor them, their hearts will be softened and God will have enlarged you. It's a wonderful principle if you catch that. So you say, well, where do we start? Write in your notes, start with your family. Start with your family. Make a commitment that every day you're going to take the lead in pouring honor. Fathers, with your children, give them high fives. Tell them how proud you are of them. Pour out honor. Thank them for whatever they do. Tell your wife. A wife cannot hear too many times the words, I love you. No, you can tell her that 10 times a day. She'd still want more. There was a musical called Fiddler on the Roof. Tevye had a kind of an arranged marriage with his wife, and they've had kids, and now they've been married maybe 40 years or so. And the wife comes to Tevye one day and says, do you love me? I mean, I know our marriage was arranged, but he said, I've been married to you 40 years. She said, I know, but do you love me? He turned to her and said, I told you I loved you when I married you, and if I ever change my mind, I'll let you know. Tell one another. The other day, Anna, she's got a bum knee right now, and she's doing some therapy at the doctor, but she came home and cleaned the house and made a nice dinner. And when it was done, I thought, that was nice of her. She was in pain, but she did all of that. That was nice. Boy, I got a nice wife. She's a wonderful, you know, I could have thought that all day, but it wouldn't have done her any good until I what? Jeez. Poured out the oil of gratefulness and honor. And that's what the scripture says. Would you read this with me? Go. You husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone who is a weaker vessel, and show her as a fellow heir of the grace of life. Why? So that your prayers may not... Oh, my. Oh, my. I wonder how many more of our prayers would be answered. How many of us would receive more favor, see more open doors, more invitations, more increased opportunities, more promotion, if we understood the power of pouring out the oil of honor? There would be more things that would take place if you would take the lead, outdo one another, delight in going first in showing gratefulness and honor. I'm in on this challenge. How about you? Let's try it this year and see what God can do. We can do it. Can I say something to the children? Honor your parents. Honor them. Well, they just are hard. Then check up on how much honor you've been giving them or withholding from them. Maybe you don't live with your parents anymore. Still honor them. Call them. Take them out to dinner. Bring them a gift. And if you live with your parents, stop stealing their clothes and their shoes or their money. The Bible tells us that every time you honor your parents, everything goes much better. Do you know that? Let's read it. It's in Ephesians 6. And it's taken from the Ten Commandments. Let's read it. Go. Honor your father and mother, for this is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Everything goes better. And this is a general rule and general principle of God, that when you honor people and show gratefulness, pour out the oil of gratefulness in response to what they've done, and the oil of honor, which is a perfumed oil that thanks them and honors them for who they are. If we will do that daily, God's going to enlarge you, things go better, and everything is softer. That's just the principle of God. It's a beautiful principle. Start with your family, and then would you write in the next bullet, then move to those you are in contact with daily. Daily. Romans 12:10 says, give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, which means don't be the last one to give honor. Be the first. Amen. Don't be the one who just says, well, let me see. Be the first. Outdo one another. Because God knows the full benefit is much larger than you'll ever realize. It's a part of God's design for a healthy family, a healthy body, a healthy church. Excel in it. My prayer is if we as a church are known for anything, one of the things we'll be known for is that we pour out the oil of gratefulness and honor all the time. All the time. Those that you're in contact with. Some time ago, my wife Anna and I went to dinner with a businessman and his wife from the mainland, and they had read some of my books, and I'd heard about him, and God had given him a great ministry among others, but I didn't realize why until we went to dinner. When the wait help came by, he was so complimentary, turned towards this waitress and talked to her, asked her her name, got her name, and then called her by name. And every time she would do something, he would stop and show her appreciation, then get back to the conversation. After a while, she came back by again, and he stopped and said, and her name was Kathy. He said, Kathy, are you here to do restaurant business? Is that what you're learning in college? She said, oh, no. He said, well, what is your dream? She said, well, my dream is to be a nurse. He said, is that what God has put on your heart? And I don't even know if she's a Christian. Now he's preaching to her. I thought, wait a minute. You're a businessman. I'm the preacher. What is this? Now he's ministering to her. And he says, you know, if God's put that on your heart, you're going to be a nurse one day. And not only that, can I compliment you to say that you are among the very few who have disciplined their life to earn the money necessary to get the schooling so that your dream will come to pass. Did you know how that blesses God to see you do that? And she didn't know what to say. She just stood there and he said, you know, Kathy, can I pray with you that that dream come to pass? Because I know God would be delighted for that to come to pass. Big tears started to come down her cheeks. She said, no one's ever asked that of me before. Mike, his name, the businessman, said, let me pray with you. Wayne, would you pray, Anna? Oh, absolutely. Hallelujah. And so we paused, grabbed hands around this table in the middle of this very prestigious restaurant, and without any concern about whatever anybody said, he prayed with a beautiful prayer. And then she left, and I thought, that's why God's enlarged your life, sir. Because you understand how to pour out the oil of honor. You understand? The oil of gratefulness. And whenever he does, God gave back in larger and larger and larger amounts. And that softened the hearts of people who didn't even know God, all because they understood the principle of the oil of honor. If we would go first, if we would do that this year, write that note. Take the time to write that email. Don't skip it over. Take that moment and watch. It's so easy to go the other way because we live in a negative vortex, a downdraft of negativity. The coffee shops or the lunchrooms are the place for gossip for our places of business, where we talk about people. Did you know that every time I have spoken unbecomingly of someone, it always gets back to them? Always does. The book of Ecclesiastes says, don't even speak against a person or a king in your bedroom, because a little bird of the air shall make it known. Yeah, that's in the scriptures. It always comes to be. In fact, if I talk about someone behind their back, I can be assured that they may be doing the same to me, because you will reap what you sow. One of the best things you can do is honor someone behind their back, because it will get back to them too. And when it does, you'll be blessed. God's favor will be activated. It'll be wonderful. Secondhand gratefulness is powerful when they hear what you said in their absence, and it's so positive that they're blessed twice. One of the ways to honor people and not dishonor them is when others speak disparagingly, don't stir the pot. Just don't stir the pot. Don't, when someone says, well, you know about so-and-so, don't jump in and say, well, you don't know what I know. Let me tell you this. No, just stay away from that and let it pass. It was Miriam in the Old Testament who was Moses' sister. The Bible says that she was grumbling against Moses in his absence, and the Bible says that God heard the grumblings of Miriam. Did you know that God listens to us and he hears us when we grumble? God reprimanded her, and when the dust settled, she had leprosy and had to be separated from her family. It causes separation. The principle is this: don't disparage, especially those in your family, but honor one another. You see that in the opposite with David, who King Saul had caused him to flee as a fugitive, as he was seeking his life. Yet David never spoke poorly of King Saul. He said, you shall not touch the Lord's anointed, and would speak in an honoring way. And in the end, you know what came around? Everything that Saul was, David became 10 times more, till yet this day, David is still known as the greatest king Israel has ever had. They call his era the golden era. See, God hears and God returns. Where we give away, it leaves a space for God to return and increase. So activate God's blessings, activate God's favor. And would you write down number three? When we pour out the oil of gratefulness and the oil of honor, the perfumed oil, it activates God's provision. God's provision. Did you know that when you give, you honor God? That's a way of honoring God. Let's read what it says here in Proverbs. Go. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats overflow with new wine. One of the ways we honor God is how we give. It activates his provision. Remember, you cannot receive something you're unwilling to give. But when you give, it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall the Lord give back. Remember, when you give, you make a space for God to return and enlarge you. Did you catch that? If you catch that, you got the whole message. God has given you a supply of seed for planting, encouragement, and honor. If you hoard it, it decreases. But if you give it, you create a space for God to restore that, and he always enlarges it, and it softens people's hearts and advances his kingdom in the meantime. Do you understand the plan of God? When you give, it allows God to bring provision. So, if you've not been receiving much favor, check up on how much favor you've been giving. If you haven't been seeing open doors, check up and evaluate how much of the supply of honor that you're giving or hoarding. Set yourself in the morning that I am going to do this. And to help you, I've got an assignment for you. It's a 30-day challenge. All of you on the left side, the end row here, and the left side over here in the end, right under your chair is a little cup with nickels in it. Would you pick that up? And over here too, right down the row, just look down and pick up a little cup with nickels. Go ahead, would you help them grab it, everybody? And I want you to take a nickel out and pass it down. Everyone take a nickel. Yeah, it's coming. Now, everybody take a nickel. Yep, and then pass it down, please. So this way, yeah. Yeah, great, perfect. So, I want you to take a nickel. Last time we gave out dimes and some of you kept them, so we're going down to a nickel. If you don't do this assignment right, we're going to a penny. And if you mess this up, it's an IOU. So, no. This one you can keep, but do not spend it. Instead, plant it. How do you do that? Here's what I want you to do. The nickel reminds you of five. Every day for the next 30 days, I want us to agree to a 30-day challenge that you will seek and set yourself up every day to give out five supplies of honor or gratefulness, to express it, to pour out the oil of gratefulness, pour out the oil of sincere honor. And you can start it off in your left pocket. And when you do five, you can switch it to your right to remind you. But keep it with you for 30 days to remind you five. But just think, with 5,000 people in New Hope, if we all did five, that's 25,000 supplies of honor and gratefulness going out. Do you understand the increase that's going to take place in our lives? It's absolutely astounding. And just think of the beautiful culture and DNA of soft and sensitive hearts. Because we are genuinely understanding the power of pouring out, like that woman in Luke 7, the oil of gratefulness and the oil of honor. And we want to do that for a 30-day challenge. I'm going to jump in. Will you? How many of you say, amen, I will. Good, good. All right. Let's do it together. In closing, we want to take, and the last thing, the fourth thing is a special offering. This offering will be given in its entirety to those in our church that just need some encouragement and help. Single moms, widows, people that have fallen on tough times, and we want to embrace them. So I'm going to ask you to give generously. The scripture says to visit widows and orphans in their distress. And it also, scripture tells us, don't forget the poor. So we want to make sure that as we end this season, that we do what God is saying. And that we honor the Lord. Remember, you never give something away wherein God doesn't restore and increase. And if I'm struggling, I have only to look and check up on the supply of generosity that I've been either hoarding or releasing. Don't let opportunities pass you by for God to increase you. And here's one. And so let's all be a part of that. All right? Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you so much for giving us your grace, allowing us to be a part of this church in this moment in time where we see that you are increasing us. And so we're going to make more room in this building. We're also going to make more room in our hearts so that you can increase us, not only physically, but also spiritually. We ask that you would bless these gifts, and we honor you as we give. Help us to remember that you've given to every single one of us an honor supply, a gratefulness supply that's designed to be given away. And when we do, it creates a space that you will fill and enlarge. And that's how you enlarge us. Enlarge the love in our marriage. Enlarge the church. Enlarge our faith. Enlarge our friendships. Enlarge our family. Enlarge our spiritual nourishment and health. Help us, God, to understand the law of the harvest as we learn to live generously. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You've just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Gratefulness and Honor by Dr. Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit our website where you'll find more helpful resources from Pastor Wayne, his books, music, DVDs, podcasts, and much, much more. That web address is www.enewhope.org. Again, that's enewhope.org. Now, for Pastor Wayne, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.